Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of PNC Financial Services Group, ticker PNC, one of the major players in the regional banking space. If you're looking to understand whether this stock deserves a spot in your portfolio, stick around because we're covering everything from financials to recent performance, valuation, and much more. Let's get started. So why are we talking about PNC today? Well, with the financial sector constantly evolving and banks playing a critical role in the economy, PNC has been on the radar for a lot of investors, especially with recent news about their earnings potential and dividend strength. I want to break down what makes this company tick and whether it's a solid investment for the long term. We'll look at their business model, crunch the numbers, and even evaluate their intrinsic value to see if the current price makes sense. Ready? Let's dive into who PNC is and what they're all about. PNC Financial Services Group, headquartered in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, is a diversified financial services company with a massive footprint across the United States. Founded way back in 1852, they've grown into a powerhouse with over 2,500 branches and nearly 9,500 ATMs. Their business is split into key segments like retail banking, corporate and institutional banking, and asset management. They cater to everyone from everyday consumers with checking accounts and mortgages to large corporations needing complex financial solutions. Led by CEO William S. Demchak, PNC employs over 53,000 people and operates primarily in the U.S., focusing on building strong client relationships. This isn't just a bank, it's a comprehensive financial services provider, and that diversity is something we'll keep in mind as we analyze their performance. Let's talk revenue. PNC has shown some impressive numbers over the years, and in their 2023 fiscal year, they reported total revenue of about $31.9 billion. Breaking it down by segment, retail banking brought in $12.9 billion, which is a huge chunk of their income, driven by consumer deposits, loans, and everyday banking services. Corporate and institutional banking contributed $9.3 billion, focusing on business clients with lending and treasury management services. Then there's the asset management group, pulling in $1.5 billion through wealth management and investment services. This segmentation shows PNC's strength in balancing consumer and corporate clients, which helps spread risk across different economic cycles. Over the past few years, revenue has trended upward, growing from $19.7 billion in 2021 to $33.7 billion in 2024, though we've seen some fluctuations due to interest rate changes and economic conditions. It's a solid top line, but we'll dig deeper into profitability next. Now let's shift to earnings. PNC's most recent annual results for 2025 showed a net income of $6.9 million, translating to an earnings per share of $16.62. That's a nice jump from $5.9 billion and 13.76 EPS in 2024. Looking back, their EPS has been pretty consistent, hovering around $12 to $16 over the last few years, with a peak in 2025. This growth signals strong operational efficiency, even as they've navigated a tricky interest rate environment. Their return on equity sits at about 11.9%, which is decent for a regional bank, showing they're generating solid returns on shareholder capital. One key takeaway is that PNC has managed to grow earnings despite pressures on fee income, thanks to robust loan growth and net interest income. That resilience is something to note as we think about their future potential. I also want to touch on some insights from PNC's Q1 2026 earnings call. Management highlighted a strong start to the year with solid revenue growth driven by higher net interest income and loan demand. They emphasized their focus on cost control, even as expenses ticked up slightly due to tech investments and branch expansions. Credit quality remains stable, which is a big plus in an uncertain economic environment, and they're optimistic about deposit growth as they roll out new loyalty and rewards programs to attract customers. PNC's leadership seems confident in their ability to expand market share while managing risks, and they're doubling down on technology to stay competitive. This aligns with the financial trends we're seeing, and it's encouraging to hear their strategic focus on long-term growth. Let's take a closer look at PNC's financial statements to get a full picture of their health. On the balance sheet, As of 2025, PNC reported total assets of $573.6 billion, up from $560 billion in 2024. Their cash and equivalents are at $6.8 billion, a bit lower than previous years, but they've got massive investments totaling $182 billion. Total liabilities stand at $512.9 billion, with stockholder equity at $60.6 billion, showing a reasonable leverage position with a debt-to-equity ratio of about 1.05. On the income side, their gross profit margin is a healthy 71.9%, and net profit margin is around 22.5%, which indicates good efficiency in turning revenue into profit. Cash flow from operations has been strong, with $7.9 billion in 2024, reflecting their ability to generate cash even in a high-interest environment. Overall, PNC's financials paint a picture of stability, with room to grow as they manage their balance sheet effectively. Now let's talk valuation. At the current price of around $227 per share, PNC has a market cap of about $91.6 billion. Their trailing PE ratio is roughly 12.8, which is below the regional banking industry average of about 17.3, suggesting the stock might be undervalued compared to peers. The forward PE for 2026 is estimated at 12.0, indicating analysts expect earnings growth to continue. Price to sales sits at 2.8, which is reasonable for the sector. PNC also offers a dividend yield of 3.0%, with an annual dividend of 680 cents per share, making it attractive for income-focused investors. When we compare this to the broader financial services sector, PNC seems fairly valued, but we'll dig into intrinsic value later to see if there's hidden upside. Let's break down PNC's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats to get a holistic view. Starting with strengths, PNC boasts solid financial performance with consistent revenue and earnings growth. Their diversified business model across retail, corporate, and asset management helps mitigate risk. They've also got a strong geographic presence in the U.S. with a massive branch and ATM network. On the flip side, weaknesses include exposure to interest rate fluctuations, which can squeeze net interest margins, and rising operating costs from tech and expansion investments. For opportunities, PNC is well positioned to benefit from digital banking trends and could expand further through acquisitions or new markets. Their new consumer loyalty program could drive deposit growth too. However, threats loom large with economic uncertainty. Recessionary pressures could hit loan demand and credit quality. Plus, competition in the banking sector is fierce, with fintechs and larger national banks vying for market share. This SWOT gives us a balanced perspective as we think about PNC's future. Let's check out PNC's recent stock performance. Over the past week, the stock is up 2.1%, and over the last month, it's gained 5.4%. Zooming out, the three-month performance is a strong 26.9%, and over the past year, it's up 21.4%. Looking at a five-year horizon, PNC has delivered a 36.6% return, which lags behind some tech-heavy sectors, but is respectable for a regional bank. Compared to the broader financial services sector, which is up 7.8% over the past year, PNC is outperforming, showing investor confidence. On the chart, we're seeing a steady uptrend with some volatility tied to interest rate news. If you're considering a short-term move, keep an eye on resistance around 230. Breaking that could signal more upside, but a pullback to $220 might offer a buying opportunity. Now, let's dive into an intrinsic value analysis for PNC using a discounted cash flow model. I want to caveat this by saying that DCF isn't the ideal method for valuing banks like PNC. Banks operate on a different model compared to typical companies. Their cash flows are tied to deposits and loans rather than traditional free cash flow, which makes DCF projections less reliable. That said, let's walk through the numbers for perspective, and then we'll look at alternative metrics. Using a standard DCF approach with a 10% discount rate and a 3% terminal growth rate over 5 years, the calculated intrinsic value for PNC comes out to around $289.87 per share. Compared to the current price of $227, this suggests the stock could be undervalued by about 27%. However, as I mentioned, take this with a grain of salt for a bank. More relevant metrics like price to book and dividend discount models might be better. PNC trades at about 1.6 times book value, which is a premium to some peers, and with a dividend yield of 3%, it's attractive for income investors. Weighing all this, the DCF points to upside, but I'd lean on PE and PB ratios to confirm if it's truly a bargain. All right, let's wrap this up. PNC Financial Services Group is a solid player in the regional banking space with strong financials, a diversified business model, and a decent dividend yield. Their recent performance shows resilience, with earnings growth and a positive outlook for management. Valuation-wise, it looks reasonably priced compared to peers, though the premium on book value suggests limited upside unless growth accelerates. For long-term investors, PNC could be a stable addition, especially if you value income and sector diversification. For those more growth-oriented, you might want to watch for catalysts like economic recovery or strategic expansions. What do you think? Bullish or bearish on PNC? Drop your thoughts in the comments, and don't forget to like and subscribe for more deep dives like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.